You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we're talking tonight about when everything was fine, but now it's not. You know, we've had those days, I know that I've had those days, those minutes, those hours, those weeks, where everything was fine, everything was great, everything was awesome, and then something happened, and now it's not. It's not awesome, it's not great. And I think a lot of times, when everything is awesome, it's awesome until someone says something. Until someone says XYZ, they say something that gets you off target, that upsets you, that angers you, that makes you stressed out, makes you question yourself. And I think most people listening tonight would have to agree that this happens probably at least on a weekly basis. I mean, some of us have gotten to the point where we can somewhat deal with it. But it also depends on who says what and how close are they to us and what is our relationship with them. You know, I think it's interesting how a perfect stranger can say one thing and it really doesn't get to us, or a friend can say something, but when it comes to a relative, oh, step back. You know, Bill, I think we've talked about this on countless shows.
Yes, we have.
You know, the concept of somebody literally saying whatever,
yep,
and how it can totally impact you.
And you know, Ashley, if I wanted to actually listen to those previous shows, then how could I do that?
You could listen to it, Bill, if you were really inquiring. We could listen to it on Spreaker. We could listen to it on ashleyburgess.com. Or iTunes. Or I have a new concept. I will be placing a certain chip in people's brains here in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out that it's going to be like the one snip process.
You're,
you know,
you're working with the secret, you know, government, as far as, you know, trying to put chips in everybody's brains, huh?
Just working with Google, really.
Oh, it. Okay. Well, same thing. Same thing. You know, Google and Apple. You know, they're in cahoots with each other.
You're putting them together. Oh my God. Come on, man. Don't do that.
Now, to all the guys in Cupertino, I'm just kidding.
You know, I think it's funny, though, how yeah, you really can find any sort of streaming media nowadays, even on, you know, YouTube or what have you. But let's talk about that, though. The concept of how everything was fine and now it's not. Haven't you had those days where everything's going along great, you're chugging along, you're getting your work done, things are happening, you know, you're achieving stuff, and all of a sudden you get that phone call or you get that email. And it's just like, oh.
It's the one person who's just looking to louse up your day. You know, it's
you
like,
think they're actually looking to screw up your day?
Sometimes I think that they got up and they that morning, they went to work with the specific purpose of just lousing up my day.
Really?
Yes.
So you think this is all concocted to screw up Bill's day?
It's a cosmic, what do you call it, conspiracy.
It's a cosmic conspiracy.
It is.
Well, you know what? It could be. It could be a cosmic conspiracy. Do you think that sometimes these comments are placed at the exact time to just get your feathers ruffled?
That's why I think it's a conspiracy, you know,
really?
Between whoever this person is and the cosmos. You know, it's the exact time that would cause maximum damage, you know. So, for example, okay, so I'll just, and of course, my goodness, we only, how much time do we have here? I could go on like this for several shows.
We have 15 more hours, Bill.
Well, I was going to say, I'll only be getting just warmed up for that. I'll restrict it to just one example, though. Okay, so, you know, the controversy lately with that, was the dress blue or black, or was it white and gold?
Yeah.
Okay, so at where I work at, this one lady was just going off about it. And she had her computer, her tablet, her mobile phone, her Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and she couldn't leave it alone. And so at the end of the day, I happened to just, you know, make a comment, you know, why are you really obsessed over that? Golly. And she just threw me a look and said, okay, please don't say that again. I did not obsess over that, you know. And
wow.
With the tone of voice, but also with the, like, the body language and the facial expression.
How did that make you feel?
And I'm just, I kind of, you know, literally took a step back, and I didn't say anything. I'm just like, really? What have you been doing all day? And so it that kind of, you know,
pointing out the obvious, and then she makes this like snip comment back to you, And you're like, come on, you know, you've been definitely obsessing. I mean, it's like somebody standing outside in a line at a movie waiting to see a movie for 3 days, right?
Right, exactly. So that for the rest of the day and, you know, pretty much for the rest of the evening, you know, I was just like going, you know, how dare she do that? So it kind of, you know, loused up my day, you know what I mean?
It kind of jarred you. And it's like everything was awesome. Everything was okay. And it was even funny that she was ripping about the dresser so much, freaking out. But at the same point, when she made that comment, that changed everything.
Right.
I mean, at first you thought it was funny. And then all of a sudden she comes back and laughs at you, and to make a comment like that, honestly, she obviously was obsessing.
Yes.
We normally say the things like we are not doing when we're definitely doing something. But yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting how the way that we get something said to us and then the way that we interpret it. And I always think that's interesting. It's the way we interpret it that means so much to us, because we, as human beings, like to interpret things a certain way. We like to look into things a certain way. And we like to, sometimes people will like to say, overanalyze things a lot. And we overanalyze and we reanalyze. And even text messaging nowadays, we sit there and we overanalyze a text message. Well, what do they mean by this? What do they mean by that? Bill, what do they mean by this?
I know. Well, of course, the problem with text messaging, of course, you can't see the person's face and you can't hear their tone of voice and their body language and all the good stuff.
And now they have those new emoticons, those emotional things that
right.
I don't even understand some of them anymore. Like, are they really crying because they're laughing crying? Or what does some of these mean? I don't know.
Or the weaky face.
Yeah, the weaky face, but the way they have these ones that are crying, and they have these, like, they have the ones with the hands up in the air. Like, I don't even get it after a while. And so a lot of times the way we analyze what somebody says to us, the way we interpret it, is what really affects us. Because somebody can say, for example, what just happened in your situation with the dress, and she said, I'm not overreacting?
I'm not obsessing.
Okay, I'm not obsessing. Was it kind of like that?
Yeah.
So it was like, first of all, it was in a hostile way, right?
Yeah.
It had attitude. But, you know, the first thing is you're like, how dare you? You know what I mean? Why are you saying this to me? But, you know, another way we could have interpreted it is, okay, she's obviously obsessing.
Yeah.
And I obviously stated the obvious, and she got mad about it. It's like stating the obvious to an alcoholic when you're seeing them drink too much, and you go, you know what? You have a drinking problem, okay? And they're like, no, I do not have a drinking problem. Well, okay, they do have a drinking problem, but we stated the obvious. And it's like we have to be prepared for whatever is going to be retaliated. I mean, we have to be prepared for that person to basically argue themselves out of a corner that they can't argue out of.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet everybody else was tiptoeing around her, though, right?
But pretty much. And, of course, you know, and by the way, thanks to all my coworkers for leaving me hanging out to dry. But yeah, I mean, you should have seen the look in everybody's faces. You know, it's like, have you seen people do this? Just kind of, you know, shrinking into their shoulders and just kind of, you know, like turtle, you know?
Yeah, they're like,
They just kind of became smaller, you know, and tried not to be noticed.
My dog does that. My dog actually is a pretty big dog, but when he wants to not be noticed, he gets real small and shrinks.
Right.
And he's tiny. And then if you try to pick him up, though, it's like he puts all his weight into, like, you not picking him up.
Yeah, he fights it, yeah.
You're like, man, you gained like 100 pounds. You're so heavy. You know, I think it's interesting, though, how we overanalyze or how we interpret something. I recently got a text message. It was pretty funny. I think I've talked about this before, where you have some people that their wives or husbands or whatever don't really necessarily like you as a friend. So they have to hide your number sometimes in their phone. And so you're somebody else, right?
Right. We recently talked about that. Yeah.
And so, like, I'm somebody else. And I don't know. I don't know if my name's Robert or
Fred
or Larry. I don't know who I am. Maybe Larry. Larry would look good for me. Larry, Ashley, Larry Burgess. Anyway, so, you know, so there it is. And so I texted and I was like, hey, what's up? And they responded back with a long little paragraph. And I had no idea where it was going. And I interpreted it. At first, I was like, what are they trying to get at? What kind of comment are they trying to make? And I was about to overanalyze and go crazy, you know? And at first, I kind of felt like I was snubbed. And then just like 2 days ago, I just let it go. I stopped overanalyzing. I said, you know what? This will come to pass, and eventually I'm going to find out the truth behind whatever this was. And eventually I get a call, and the person was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you were actually Larry that I knew from whatever, and I had responded to you in that way, and I am so sorry. And I go, I thought you were screwing with me. And they're like, no, I'd never do that. But a lot of times we overanalyze things, we misinterpret things, and it gets us off target.
And so you're saying that by overanalyzing or misinterpreting, then maybe somebody says something, they didn't mean it that way, you just took it that way, and it loused up your day without anybody actually intending to do it.
I think so. I think a lot of times we read too much in on people.
I still say people do it to me on purpose, but anyway, go ahead.
They might do it to you on purpose.
Yeah, to me.
We're going to follow you around. I want to follow you around for like just a week. Follow you around when you're not with me and see what happens.
Okay.
We'll do a study, okay? And we'll have other witnesses there to make sure that the study is up and up. And we'll see. But, you know, a lot of times it does feel that way, though. I mean, I've felt that way where it's like everything's going great and then someone's got to louse it up with some comment. But then when I really sit back and think about it in a certain way, in a certain light, I realize maybe that's not it at all. I mean, I think for the most part, most people are centered in self. And they don't always, and I don't mean that in a way that it sounds, but I do mean it in the way that it sounds. Most people think only about themselves. And so when they make comments to you or comments to me, it has nothing to do with you and me. Guess what? It has to do with them.
Yes.
And so your example was perfect in the fact that when she lashed out at you, it wasn't really that she was lashing out at you. It was kind of that she was lashing out at herself because she was so obsessed. I mean, because it's funny when people do point out the obvious and we argue it. You know, it's like, you're a girl, Ashley. No, I'm not.
Yeah. You know? The sky is blue. No, it's red.
No, it's yellow. It's crimson. I love crimson. Yeah, and that's the thing is that a lot of times we react to something, and I think it's human nature for us to get our feelings hurt sometimes because we just want everybody to like us. We're people pleasers of nature. We're people pleasers from our origin. I mean, think about it in the beginning, like, you know, with our parents. We wanted to impress our parents. You know, that's the reason why we tried to ride our bicycle down the street with no hands. I mean, even if we careened into the sidewalk, it didn't matter. We were like, look, I got a whole 5 seconds, you know? Yeah. And it was awful when mom or dad was looking the other way at the time. You're like, oh, doggone it, I gotta do this again.
Right.
Because it had nothing to do with it. You weren't doing it for yourself. You know, you weren't trying to win that game of Monopoly and beat everybody and take the money for yourself. You're trying to show off to everybody else. The same thing applies to how we deal with people today and how we interpret what they say. You know, when we return, we're going to talk about more about, you know, are we acting out or are we acting in? And what that matters when somebody says something or does something that affects us, because a lot of times we don't realize that sometimes we act out, but sometimes we actually internally act against ourselves, becoming our worst enemy. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we're talking about how once everything was fine, and now it's not. You know, we have those days where everything's great, everything's awesome, everything's so inspirational and so fabulous.
And unicorns and rainbows and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, guess what? It's not. It's not, because why? Somebody says something or does something or emails you something that takes you off course.
It rains out the rainbow and the unicorn drops his horn.
The unicorn takes a big poop.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, man.
On the rainbow.
Oh, on your head.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. It's like we go from that extreme of everything's coming up roses to, oh, Lord have mercy, it's not going to get any better than this. You know, so a lot of times we interpret things. Like, so think about it. When you were talking earlier about that lady that you work with and the concept of the dress and how she was so, like, stressed out and worried about it, and you brought it up to her. And it's interesting how we interpret things, though, because a lot of times we overanalyze things, but a lot of times when somebody says something to us, let's just say you sent off away for something to get let's say you're trying to get into a school and you get the letter back from the university, the short one, the one page.
thanks, don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah, not the you've been accepted and here's all the terms. No, it's more like, yeah, might want to try next semester. Or you get the old thing back, well, thanks for coming in for the interview, but we found a candidate that we're going to go with instead of you.
These days, if you even get that letter.
If you get the letter.
Yeah.
And, you know, or you get the email, or, you know, what have you. And so a lot of times when we get those types of responses, the effect can be painful, because we might be working and doing whatever we're doing day-to-day life, and we get that, and it's like we feel like we've just been pushed down, you know? And a lot of times we act out. And I know sometimes I'll act out. I get stressed out or I'll yell or I'll kick something, like I'll kick a chair or something like that. And I get upset. Or more than likely, more than the outburst, I usually don't have outbursts, but more than the outburst, I have the, I act inside. Okay, so instead of acting out, I act in. And normally that means that I take it out on myself.
Okay.
So what is it that they're doing? You know, so like if you have somebody that goes and says something and it takes you off course, like, nope, this is going to happen for you. Sorry. I mean, like, there's a lot of singers and stuff in the back. Like Dionne Warwick, right? There was like something from back in the day when she was trying to break into the whole industry. And she sang a song for this major producer. And she sang this song and she said she sang it the best she'd ever sang it in her whole life. And she was so happy because she thought, okay, this is it. This is my time. I've been waiting. And literally the producer looked at her and goes, you know what, sweetheart? Don't quit your day job, okay?
Wah, wah, wah.
And she was like, oh my God. And she said she went home and for 3 days she was depressed.
But, have you seen the cartoons where the person gets so tiny all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. And she thought there's no way. She goes, I knew I nailed it. She goes, I nailed it. But she went home and she cried and she freaked out. And she said about day 3.5, she was like, wait a second. I nailed that. I did really, really, really well on that. It's probably the best I've ever sang. And I guess about 6 months later, she got her big break. And, you know, that's how we know the Dionne Warwick we know today.
Yeah.
But it's funny. She went up and had an acceptance for an award, some sort of, you know, Hall of Fame award. And she was talking about that. She goes, I'm not going to name names or point fingers to tell you who this producer was because everybody knew this person. But at the time, it just broke my spirit. And all of a sudden, I realized I had to get back up. And there's going to be people that are going to say things or do things that might not have any relevance. But at the time, it feels like it's way overboard. It feels like, oh, my God, I don't even know how to pick up the pieces from what I had. And she goes, when I finally realized that it was just one person's opinion, and I was able to sit there and look at it honestly and say, I sang the best I've ever sang. And she goes, and actually, to this day, I sang that song that day to that producer better than I've ever sang it again. And she said, and that's the key. And I think a lot of us go through life, and whether it's the boss that we're trying to get, you know, a better position with, maybe it's the university we're trying to get back and roll with to get school. Maybe it's a parent that we're still trying to get to, you know, see it our way. Maybe it's dealing with our children. Maybe it's dealing with our spouse that always seems to maybe make more money or seems to always like get ahead when we're over here kind of scraping and trying to figure it out. There's a lot of different options here, but all in all, it's how we internalize it. Are we internalizing it in a negative way and it's impacting us and impacting our health in a really negative, non-good, going to screw us up in the end way? Or are we allowing it to impact us in the fact that we see it, we understand it, we're moving forward?
Yeah, which is, you know, easier said than done a lot of times, because I know in my case, of course, I do the thing that drives you crazy, Ashley, which is...
Which one is that?
Which one is it? The one that really drives you crazy, which is if I get angry, I clam up and I internalize it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
You know, which absolutely just drives you up a wall. So, which is, you know, kind of like, no, I'm kidding. But
he's like, and I do it on purpose to drive you up the wall.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's easier said than done, I think, to, you know, if someone is doing that to you, then, okay, you know, trying to get emotional about it, you know, because when it's happening, you know what I mean, Ashley? When it's happening, it's there in your face.
Well, yeah, then, I've gotten emails before. I got an email the other day. I know exactly what you're talking about. I got an email the other day from a client, from a client's family member, okay? And basically that email was lambasting me on every level. Everything that I had accomplished didn't matter, okay? And everything that I hadn't accomplished was the problem. And the way that this person spoke to me in this letter was appalling, okay?
Wow, really?
Appalling. Like, and I literally had to sit back for a second and look at it. And I sat back and I looked at it, and I sat back and I looked at it, and I was like, okay. And it took me like 3 or 4 minutes, and I got up and I washed my hands, and I went into my office kitchen, and I grabbed some water, and I came back and I sat down, and I said, okay, this isn't about me. Because at first I wanted to take it personally because it was very personal.
Right.
I mean, it was downright mean. Okay. But the thing was, it wasn't directed toward me. And it took me a few minutes to realize it. And then I realized it wasn't directed toward me at all. It was directed. This person was saying that they have given up. They had their hands in the air. Okay. And they were just fighting and arguing and yelling at anybody in the direction of earshot that they could. And so I happened to be in the range. And so when I responded with love and I responded with, okay, let's go piece by piece on this. And let's go from it. And I didn't take it as a personal response. At the very end of the email, though, I did make a comment. I did remind, you know, it's easier said than done when we forget what other people have done.
Right.
Okay. It's one thing when you build the whole house, right? And you get everything designed and everything's done. And the new owners that are buying the house from you come in and go, yeah, but you know, the tub in the fourth bathroom isn't the way we wanted it.
Uh-huh.
And you go, Yeah, but okay, but look at the whole house. Everything else is the way you wanted it, right? Oh, yeah, it is.
A tub can be easily replaced or upgraded.
But that tub, and then the next thing you know, the tub, something else wrong with the tub. Okay, something else wrong with the tub. Okay, something else. That's how it was.
Yeah.
But the tub became this huge thing.
But and that blown was out it. All of proportion.
Yo, yeah, but that was it.
Yeah.
And normally, probably years ago, I would have taken it as a personal strike. I would have probably gotten on the phone and probably said what I had to say. But I know better because I realize that a lot of times when people are lashing out and they make comments, it's normally based on either their insecurity, their anger, or their stress level is so high and they don't know where to put it at. And in the industry I'm in, you get a lot of that, especially from parents that want the best for their kids, but the kids aren't ready yet. Kids aren't ready yet. I mean, some kids are not ready to do what their parents want them to do, or not ready to live a life that's ready for success. And sometimes us as people don't want to change our circular logic situations, i.e. it's hard to sit there and allow someone to, I guess, berate you. That's a difficult situation. But sometimes when people are giving us advice, it might seem rough, but it depends on the way we look at it.
Yeah. See, I think a key concept there actually is how well do you know this person? Because it's one thing for an acquaintance or a coworker or maybe somebody you barely know to just accidentally push your buttons and maybe they didn't intend to do it. It's another when, like, say, really good friend or significant other, spouse.
Spouse doing it,
you know,
can cause a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Can cause a large, even a girlfriend, boyfriend that you've been together for a long time. They make a comment, let's just say, about your job.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, bang, here we go. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. Okay. This happened to me just recently. Okay. So somebody that I'm really good friends with, okay, known her for years. Okay. So we had an appointment for a working lunch. Okay. And you know, this being, you know, winter time and we got winter weather coming, you know, on this particular day, I'm like, okay, I don't want to have to, you know, work, you know, so far into the evening that I'm going to get caught in this stuff with all the idiot drivers and all this good stuff. So I thought, okay, it's a good idea for me to call her and see if we're still on here. So I gave her a call. And so, hey, are we still good for this time? Knowing in the back of my head, probably the answer is going to be no. And
really,
and so what? Here's what I get back. It's like, I'm so stressed out right now. Maybe I should just do this all by myself. You know, because you know, there's like, now, to be honest, my first reaction was anger, because you know, in my mind, I'm calling to help, and all of a sudden, I'm getting, you know, attitude, you know, for lack of a better word. But here's the thing, and you'll be proud of me, Ashley, because again, my first reaction was just to return fire, right? Again, she's a good friend, okay, and we've gotten in arguments before, but I didn't return fire. I realized, okay, she's really stressed, and she's right, she's got 3,000 things on her plate, and so I'm just going to, you know, try to ease the situation. So what I said was, okay, tell you what, forget the working lunch. I'll pick up lunch. We'll bring it. I'll bring it to you. And then we'll just get on with what we're getting on with.
And how did that work?
It worked out perfectly because, you know, she told me what she wanted. I got there. It took me about 30 minutes to get to her office. And by the time I was getting there, she was like singing some dumb tune she heard on the internet or whatever.
So it's perfect.
Yeah, because I knew I just happened to call her at the wrong moment, you know, unbeknownst to me.
And the funny thing is that sometimes we make the decision, and it's interesting you said that, sometimes we make the decision because if somebody's really close to you, you pick up the phone, probably when the time when you shouldn't pick up the phone.
Right.
And that's the key. And the only reason you pick up the phone is because that person's a friend of yours that's close enough that's not one of those people that gets the, I'll let it go to voicemail.
Yeah.
You know? And so then you get this whole conundrum. Had you argued and fought back, who knows how that would have escalated.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? And
exactly.
Then it would have been just out of proportion for what it was.
Right.
I like that. Okay, when we return, we're going to talk about more about how we allow a lot of this to affect us in all of our life and how a lot of times we as humans think that we can compartmentalize, but you know what? I don't think we can. So stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in 2 shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we're talking tonight about how everything was fine, and guess what? Now it's not. You know, a lot of times in life, we go through our days, happy, joyful, maybe. Some people might just say, overly happy. Other people can just say, hey, I'm at goodness. You know, I'm at level. I'm good. I'm happy where I'm at. But then all of a sudden, somebody says something and triggers something. It triggers something off inside of you. It makes you feel a certain way. And we can internalize what people say sometimes. We can misconstrue what people say sometimes, or we can overanalyze what people say. And it's interesting when we do these things, what it happens to us, because a lot of times the person doesn't even realize that they're actually creating that, as well as a lot of times they might not even admit that. And most of the time when people respond, they're really communicating with themselves, not us. It's weird. It's like when you ask somebody a question, especially when they're stressed out or there's a lot of issues in their life or a lot of stress in their family, usually their comment is something that really has nothing to do with you and their relationship, okay? But a lot of times we internalize it. What people do a lot of times, we say, oh, they must have done that just to screw with us. You know, what are they trying to do? And most of the time it has nothing to do with us. But, you know, it's where that old saying came from. What was that? You know, this has nothing to do with you. It's not all about you. But most of the time, our world revolves around us. And so, you know what? When it happens to us, it feels like it's all about us, right? It's all about strong.
Yeah, because that situation is just right there in your face.
Yeah.
And it's tough to have that perspective when it's just right there in your face.
It's all about me, you know? Strong like bull. You know, it's like you sit there and you think, okay, well, this was directly toward me. This person said this to me to screw with me. Like you were saying earlier, Bill, you were saying that sometimes you feel like people do it at the exact time. You know?
Right.
Oh, I'm having a good day. And then there you go. Someone pops off and right. Here we go.
And now my whole day's lost up. Thanks a lot.
Now
which,
all screwed
and,
up.
In my case, and maybe some of our listeners, by the way, we are live on Facebook and Twitter. So I'd love to hear what other people have to say about this. But you know my personality type and I tend to hold things in. And just you know, like a pit bull on a bone, you know, it's I'm one of those people. I'm slow to anger, but I'm slow to heal. You know, once I do get angry, I can't let it go.
Are you really slow to anger?
I think I'm slow to anger. I think I am. I really do think.
You mean like real anger, not just being pissed off?
Right, right. Not like annoyed or you know irritated or whatever. I mean like really angry.
I'm slow to get angry.
Yeah.
And. I'm easy. I forgive pretty quickly, but I try. It's gotten easier when I'm able. Even with my husband, we got into an argument last week that was pretty big. Okay, it was
Uh-oh.
A big argument. It was
Uh-oh.
A big argument, and it was based on stuff outside of our control. You know, like you get home late from work, you haven't eaten. It's about 9 o'clock at night. You know, we had problems with the dishwasher for a little while from the night before. Trying to run it again. He was trying to fix it, didn't know what was wrong with it. I'm trying to cook dinner. And I realized the whole dishwasher was full of dishes. Like, it's all full of dirty dishes, okay? And the dishwasher won't work. So I start hand washing every dish, which is a whole full dishwasher.
Yeah, that's okay? A pretty big job.
It's a lot. And it's 9:30 now, and I'm trying to cook at the same time, and I got, like, you know, veggie patties on the grill in the house, and I'm doing this, and I'm trying to warm up that, and I'm trying to cook some broccoli, whatever. The microwave stopped working, too. So you got all this stuff going on.
What a perfect storm going on.
I know, right? And then the next thing you know, I walk by to go get a towel for the kitchen, and there's water on the floor. And I realize that the dishwasher that's not working has actually been flooding part of the kitchen.
No.
Oh, yeah. So now it's all underneath all the molding, and you can see the molding like bellowing out.
No.
So I'm trying to pull the molding out from underneath the kitchen island. All this stuff's going on. I'm getting towels all over the place. Then I realize that there's water on the other side of the island over there by the couches. And so I'm trying to pick it up. And he's over there like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I could really use some help. Okay, I could really use some help right now. He's like, I'm going to sit here. I just got home from work, and I'm not going to get up. And the next thing you know, the doorbell rings.
Uh-huh.
I open the door.
On top of already this.
And it's security in my building saying that the neighbor below me is saying that water is coming through his light fixtures.
No.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And so there I am, like, trying to clean all this up, and he's still sitting on the couch. Okay, this is insane. This is what marriage turns into, right? So about 5 or 6 minutes later, I'm over there. I'm trying to not burn the chicken, the veggie patties. So I'm trying to take those off, and I'm trying to find something to grab the pot with so I don't burn my hand. And then I'm trying to, like, stop the water from moving. I'm making sure the dishwasher's off. I'm doing all this stuff. Still got the whole dishes going at the same time, trying to wash those, filling up the side sink with sudsy hot water to add that, and going to scrub those. The doorbell rings again. I'm like, I'll be right there. And I'm like, could you answer it? And he's like, I'm just sitting here watching Nova. I'm just going to chill for a second. I'm like, this is insane. All I need is a screaming baby in the background to make this perfect.
Right.
Okay, perfect. That's like a movie, okay? And then you have like some sort of thriller film that it goes into. So I go, okay, I'm coming. And the guy like rings the doorbell again. I answer it. Somebody I don't know. Happens to be my new neighbor downstairs, letting me know that there's water coming through his ceiling. So he meets me, and so finally my husband gets off the couch to meet him.
Finally.
And I'm over there, like, cleaning up, and so he's a nice guy, and it was nice to meet him. And he leaves, and I'm over there cleaning up, and he's like, I can't believe this is all going on. Well, why can't you just sit down? I'm like, have you seen what's happening to our house right now? I mean, all this is happening. And so to fast forward it, he made a really rude comment. Okay, a real snotty.
Not your husband.
Over the top comment.
No, he would never do something.
And it offended me so much that, yeah, he ended up sleeping in the other room.
I mean, this really escalated.
Oh, yeah, this escalated. And it wasn't until the next night, and I remember when he was trying to give me a hug, I gave the pat. You know, the one-handed pat?
You weren't ready to not be mad.
No, I wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's sometimes when somebody pushes me to that extreme when I'm doing all that. And it's not that he doesn't do anything, but in that situation, I felt like it was me.
So mark this down, listeners of Perspectives. You finally heard it. Yes, it even happens to Ashley in her private life where, you know, things just don't go right sometimes.
It does. I mean, how many times you had this break, that break, you got water coming out the sides, everything's bellowing out, I meet a new person that my house is leaking onto their house. I mean, just one thing after another.
Which, by the way, now you scared me about getting married. Thanks a lot. You just told me that's what marriage turns into, huh?
No, not all the time. No, I mean, our marriage is normally really good, but it's just like sometimes you have these things that just, and a lot of them is these factors, okay, these side factors, right? So think about it. We had dishwasher factor. We had water going everywhere factor. We had flooding of the neighbor's place downstairs. All this stuff's going on at one time. And then you impact that with stress, and then guess what? You say something or something's said to you, and you take it to heart, you know? And you just get mad. And I was just like, uh-uh. And me and the dog slept in the same room. Me and Buddy slept
and,
together.
And the husband was in the dog house.
Yes. If he could have fit into his little house, that would have been fine. But yeah, I was rip-roaring mad. And you know, I'm sure he was too, because he sees it from the other angle. Well, I do all this stuff too, just because you're doing all this right now, you know?
Which, yeah, I mean, and I can, you know, in general anyway, so, you know, see his point. You know, it's like, okay, I've just killed myself all day, and all of a sudden World War III is breaking out. I just want some peace and quiet for, you know, 30 minutes. You know, is that too much to ask? Apparently it is.
Yeah, and sometimes it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I got it all taken care of, and I had a long day too, and so there was all that. But, you know, the next day we were over it. You know, we got over it. But, you know, that's something to be said about too, is that on the flip side of how everything was fine and now it's not, on the flip side of this, realize that a lot of times what we say impacts people in a certain way. So if I say something, and if I go for the jugular when I say something, it's going to hurt that person's feelings, Okay, so a lot of times we have to get out of our own space and say, okay, when somebody asks us a question, maybe like center ourselves for a second, maybe breathe a second, and then make a response. Like, for example, with that email, if I would have responded immediately back within the same second that I received that, it wouldn't have come out the same way. Okay,
right.
I would have completely taken it personally, let that completely overcome every part of my body and go after it. And that's the thing, is that a lot of times, think about it. Let's just say that that whole situation with the dishwasher and the fight happened to somebody we know. Okay, and let's just say that the argument went all the way into the next day. They went to work. A lot of times we think we can compartmentalize this stuff. The fight at home, compartmentalize.
Right.
As the fight at home, right? No! That's the funny thing about being human, is that fight at home becomes a problem at work, becomes a problem with our friends.
It's not a light switch. You can't just turn it on and off, which, by the way, I mean, I have to compliment you and your husband, because, in all honesty, it would have taken me another few days to get over like a fight like that, because I'm slow to burn, but I'm slow to heal. And because of my natural personality, if something is really bothering me or makes me angry or whatever, I can't help it. I just chew on it, and it invades my dreams, and I get distracted at work. I can't think. And it takes me, you know, like I said, at least a few days to get over something like that.
And I think for a lot of people listening tonight, or listening whatever you're listening to this, you could be listening to this later on demand. You can listen to this live. However, for a lot of us, it's about that whole situation. It's about, we can't compartmentalize. Like with Bill, it actually can get into his dreams. It can get into his work. And I think we have to realize that, too, when we allow somebody's comment to impact us. Where are they coming from? What are they not being able to compartmentalize? You know, like, I've had it where I've called people up, and they've gone off on me. You know, and I'm just like, I'm going to go on and hang up now, because I can get berated. I can go pay for it. I don't need to hear you do this, okay? And the next thing you know, about an hour later, they'll call me like, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to do that. I was in the middle of getting this happening. I was under fire for this, whatever. But a lot of times we have to realize it's not all about us, and we realize that we can't compartmentalize. And sometimes it's good to be honest with people and say, hey, this is going on in my life right now. I'm going to need to get back with you. Or to understand that a lot of times when people say things, you know, just giving it a little bit of time and not reacting can be the cure. So stay tuned. We return to me talking about how people can be in different places in their life, as well as how to deal with work and relationship, love and friends, and how to accept good criticism and how to realize when certain criticism might be hurtful. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes. I can lift you up. I can
show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we're talking about how everything was fine, and guess what? Now it's not. You know, a lot of times the way we interpret, the way we overanalyze, the way we allow something to affect us that someone else says or does or messages us can change up our whole day. It can overwhelm us. It can upset us. It can anger us. It can get us off target. It can even make it debilitating for us to act or do anything. I found that when sometimes you get comments made to you, they can seem almost deliberate in nature, and you feel, oh my God. And it's like it overwhelms you. And it can get you to start wondering about every other facet of your life. And I think right before break, we were discussing about the whole concept of how people cannot compartmentalize. Very rarely will you find someone that can compartmentalize something, and the only way they can is based on the value of the situation, as well as the emotional content that they have based around that person or situation. And so the less emotional content, the less emotion they have, they can compartmentalize more. But the more emotion we have towards something, the more feelings we have towards something, you can't compartmentalize.
Like I said earlier, especially if it's, you know, the closer the person, the more emotional you get when situations like that happen, and the harder it is to compartmentalize.
Oh, well, like in that situation, you know, with that argument, if somebody else would have said what he said, I would have been like, okay.
You know, talk to the hand.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. Yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You know what I mean? But instead, we take it to heart when it's somebody that we're emotionally connected
because
with.
Because the closer they are, the more they know how to push your buttons, even if it's inadvertent.
And sometimes it's not inadvertent.
And sometimes it's not inadvertent, like in that argument.
But sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. But yeah, we have. So let's talk about work relationships, you know, love and friendships. And when we're dealing with the situation, as well as dealing with criticism, both helpful and hurtful. And I know everybody listening has been in the situation where you've gotten criticism from a relative, from a mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, cousins, whatever,
mm-hmm.
or from a love interest.
Sure.
Or from a good friend. And sometimes that criticism can be very helpful. Sometimes it is phrased correctly and is phrased in a very positive manner. Other times it can be helpful, but it's phrased in a very negative manner. And other times criticism can be hurtful, meant to try to take you off game or meant to get you to question yourself.
That non-constructive criticism, if that's a term.
Yeah.
Because we've all heard the term constructive criticism. It's meant to help, right?
Right.
Even though it may not be taken that way sometimes. But yeah, the kind you're talking about is not constructive, where it's meant to insult you or belittle you or whatever. Yeah.
And then you take that to heart
yeah.
and it overwhelms you and upsets you.
Right.
And I think we've all been on both sides of that coin, either giving criticism, accepting criticism, getting criticism that's not necessarily constructive criticism, and also being hurt. And I think a lot of times we have to realize in all these categories that first off and foremost is we have to understand our emotional level when it comes to hearing this from these different people and how much power are we giving them in our life. Think about it. How much power are you giving someone in your life? Because I know that I give some people more power than I give others, and
right.
some people I give none.
Right.
And so how much power are you giving that person? And then what are they telling you? Are they using the power? Are they using more power than they should?
Or abusing.
And yeah. abusing the power. Yeah. That's right. Are they abusing it?
Misusing or abusing it. Yeah.
Are they abusing it to the point of, oh, they know that you have that soft spot for them. Or you know that, you know, they know that you love them or whatever, you care about them. And so they're going to abuse that. But I think it all goes back to the fact that we have to understand that when people talk to us, a lot of times it's based on what they're thinking in their own head. What do they want out of their own self, right? What are they trying to say to themselves? So going back to Bill's concept in the very beginning of the show is that when he made that comment to that woman, right, it was a true comment, and
yeah.
she argued it, right? Based
right.
on the fact that she argued exactly what was going on. And the same thing applies a lot of times in our life is that when we're talking to a relative or a coworker, we have to understand that sometimes when they send us messages or they call us in a certain way, and you were talking about your coworker that you were calling to ask about that meeting.
Well, not just a coworker. I mean a really good friend, you know, and somebody I've known and worked with for many years. You know, we're buds, and you know, it just happened to be that wrong time. And so if it had been anybody else, I probably would have snapped back, right? But I just realized that okay, and knowing her the way I do. That would have been like the exact wrong thing to do. And because I would have snapped back, she would have snapped back at me, it would have just escalated, and you know, it would have blown up over something completely unnecessary. So I think you'd be proud of me. I am
proud of you.
You know, I decided not to, you know, take it personally and say, okay, tell you what, let's do this. And it worked.
And it worked. And I think it's interesting how a lot of times when we take time to realize, and a lot of times this might also mean that we need to analyze, not overanalyze, but analyze the people that these comments are coming from, okay? To see if you know somebody well enough, why would they be saying this to me?
Right.
Right? Because sometimes I think what gets to us the most is when we don't know somebody well enough. And then they kind of pop off.
Right. That's a really good point right there, yes.
Right. And so when we know somebody well enough, a lot of times that when we know somebody well enough, we even put blinders on, though, and we don't really think about it clearly. Like, for example, at that email, I knew the person that sent me that email well enough to understand that for the first second, I was going to take it personal because most people in that situation would have taken it personally, okay?
Yeah.
Because it was mean, okay? It was rude and mean and uncalled for. But after a couple of minutes of realizing it wasn't really about me and realizing this person has and always has been scraping to try to figure out how to make something work, right? And when this option didn't seem to work out, it made her alarmist. It made her even more scared. And so knowing that about her, I was able to realize this wasn't about me.
Right.
And but I think, though, if that email would have come from somebody else, I would have been like, what the? You know?
Then your response would have been a lot different.
A lot. Well, I wouldn't even respond it. You know what I mean? I would have been like, this is BS.
Delete.
You know? Delete, right? Trash. Try going to the trash can.
Circular file, number 13.
Number 13. So I think it's interesting how we allow these things to take place, and why is it that we allow our lives to change? And you know, we've done a past shows before where we've talked about, you know, the concept of basically internalizing things, of being our own inner critic. And a lot of times what people say to us and the comments they make can charge our inner critic, can basically awaken our inner critic to start basically, you know, eating away at us in the inside. Because it's one thing to act out to what somebody says by responding to the email or by yelling back or by, you know, coming up with a counter comment. But it's another thing to act in. And I think with our inner critic, it's easy for us to fall into that trap of, oh, well, they said that, so that must be true.
Right.
You know, my life, I guess I'm not doing that well. And maybe I just need to just stop altogether because I might not be that good at it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing, is that when somebody's comments, when that actually affects and sticks to your inner critic, your worst enemy, that can be problematic, because you can really internalize that, and that can really take you off course from what you're doing in your life. I mean, if Dionne Warwick would have stopped singing that night for that producer, if that was the last song she sang and she went back to her day job.
Then, yeah, I mean, think about how much poorer we would be without somebody like Dionne Warwick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Going back and waiting on tables. Well, yeah, he didn't like my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he says I need to go back to my day job. And, you know, it's interesting how a lot of people don't even listen. I mean, some people have a 4-minute idea of what they want. I want to hear this and I don't want to hear that. And if you're on the receiving end of that and they're not even going to give you a chance to do the homework, they're not even going to do the homework to make a real honest decision or comment to you, in that situation, you need to walk away.
Yeah.
They're not benefiting you at all. They're not trying to help you at all. They're not even trying to move one finger to help you. It's like, no, this show is about authentic living, you know? And they're like, no, I think it's a political talk show. No, if you would just push that button and just listen to one show, you would know that this show is not about politics. And it's interesting how people do that on a daily basis. Like, for example, I don't think you have enough, I don't think you have enough work experience. Well, were you able to look at my resume?
Right.
I don't have time for that. You know, and you're like, just push this button. It's attached to the email I sent you. You know, I don't have time. And it's just like, some people aren't willing to pick up a finger to help you out.
Yeah, I've run into that so many times. I mean, we literally don't have enough time in the show.
No, and I think people listening know what I'm talking about. And in those situations, the best thing and the best advice I can give you is, the world is a small place.
Okay. Yes.
And with that being said, burning bridges is not always the way to go. Now, if the person hasn't actually built a bridge with you, then you're really not burning a bridge, because they were never on your side anyway.
Nothing there to burn anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. But don't worry about trying to be right. That's the least of your worries. Like, for example, I was trying to ask for sound bites from some people at a grocery store recently, and I was told by the security staff that I needed to leave. Okay, and me and my assistant were told to leave property ASAP. And I was like, I'm even a customer here. I can't even believe you're telling me to leave. And they're like, no, you need to get off property, okay? And I was thinking, what is this about? I was like, good night. I was like, you know, I mean, I know TMZ gets, you know, pulled out of places, but this is BS. And so I want to talk to your management. And the guy's like, well, let's go. And as I'm following him for like 1 minute, I go, screw this. Okay, I'm not going to sit there and go fight with you and go fight with the management for something that I probably don't even need to be doing. I mean, I could probably find sound bites from other people that are more intelligent, right, and more cool. Probably not here, and that's what that's saying to me. You're going to argue with me, you're going to fight, and you're going to fuss with me, but the whole thing is then, why? And in this particular grocery chain, I mean, why they wouldn't want to have the PR that I was there is unbelievable. They're not seeing the big picture at all. Why you'd want to deal with those people, it's dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, some people might say it's asinine. You know, it's dumb. So why would you want to deal with that, right?
But
so,
it's a good thing it doesn't bother you anymore, though, Ashley.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. Not one bit. As these fangs come out. No, it's seriously, it's like, don't fight. Don't run up that tree. If you don't need to go chase that squirrel, don't run. Let it go. go do something else. Do something that's more productive and realize that there are people out there that genuinely care. Sometimes people say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. Give them a chance, but don't keep giving somebody chances over chances that seem to not have what's best for you at heart. And I think that's important, as well as you having best at heart for other people, because you can't expect people to actually care and follow through and try to help you if you're not willing to do the same return. So stay tuned. We have a great show for you tomorrow night, and Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in 3 shakes.